This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. In today's podcast, I will wrap up the story of my journey, a journey into the ever-deepening burden I carry for my country. My journey began in 1956 with a crude weather map of the United States seen on a television screen. It took me to Tennessee's Lookout Mountain, to the Alamo, for a ride on the famous Mother Road, Route 66, for a swim in Lake Superior, a multi-state hitchhiking adventure, and a night on the Washington Mall on America's 200th birthday. It introduced me to the Puritans and to those who had studied the Puritans and were willing and eager to teach me about my country's Christian roots. Along the way, I met a fictional character of my own making who has taught me many things, as I struggled to become a bridge builder over the racial divide in the body of Christ. Today, I will finish up with a few notes about the last 18 years of my life, how my desire to impart my love of country message continues to grow, and how I came upon the moniker, The Famished Patriot. After John and I completed our fifth novel titled Above the Midas Touch, we took a break. I can't speak for John, but I know that I was exhausted. In the following months, I began to contemplate my calling in God. Who am I? Why am I here? What is it that God has called me to do? I wrote out a personal mission statement, and then I took up the pen once again. In 1997, I wrote 7 essays in pursuit of the question, Who? Me, Lord? The essays represent a personal quest to discover the true nature of my calling in God. I followed up with another collection of essays in 1999 titled 7 Earmarks of a Man of God. In 2000, I penned 31 short articles under the heading God and the Nations and sent them out in a weekly email newsletter to subscribers. In 2003, I wrote several articles about our growing government bureaucracy under the heading of Authority Run Amok, as well as another collection of writings titled 8 Realities. And in 2005, I penned 19 articles on a variety of subjects under the heading of At Home, Thinking. As some of you know, I'm involved in the Tea Party movement, and by default, I rub up against things political. But I have long believed that politics are on the downstream end of culture. I'll explain in a minute. In 2004, I launched a blog titled Kingdom, Church, Culture. I believe with all my heart that God's desire is for His kingdom to impact His church and for His church to impact culture. On the downstream end of culture, we find politics. The politicians we have are mere reflections, a mere image, really, of who we are, of our culture. I believe this with all my heart. So while I am involved, to some degree, in the political realm, I am more passionate about the church changing the culture. In March of 2009, I became a member of Nova 912, a group in my local community of Northern Virginia, formed to assert and defend our God-given rights of retaining a free society dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I took the leadership role of our group's education committee, which morphed into an idea called the Nova Patriots Academy. Our motto was Nourishment for the Famished Patriot. But as a group, we struggled to find our way, and in 2010, I joined our local Tea Party group. In 2011, my pastor offered to set up a blog for me. He asked me what I wanted to call it. I thought for a few seconds, and the words, The Famished Patriot, materialized in my mouth. The rest, as they say, is history.
You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.